Intimacy is also created by the names we call each other. Do you and your mate have special affectionate nicknames for each other? You should. I've always enjoyed seeing Peter's mom and dad together. They have a special, loving relationship that's very obvious. One of the sweetest memories I have of them is one that they probably don't know about. I remember once when we were visiting them that everyone had gone out to run errands. I wasn't feeling very well and I decided to stay home and rest in the bedroom. After about 20 minutes, I heard Peter's mom come in and start preparing dinner in the kitchen. A little while later, I heard Dad's car pull up. Neither Mom or Dad knew that I was home. As Dad came inside the house, he called out, "Where are you, Treasure?" Mom responded, "I'm in the kitchen, my precious." Now that's how a husband and wife should talk to each other. Peter calls me Princess. Don't laugh, I call him Pooh. A few times a year, Peter and I cross the Canadian-American border. Often we stop at the duty-free shop that's right at the border. Once, when I was looking around in the duty-free shop, the clerk came up to me and said that I looked familiar. "Have you been in here before?" she asked. "I've been here several times," I said. A few minutes later, Peter walked in. The clerk smiled real big, looked at Peter, and said, "Now I remember, you're Pooh." We have some friends who have rather unusual nicknames for each other. I don't recommend these sort of names, by the way, because most people wouldn't take it very well. But they consider them affectionate nicknames. The husband calls his wife a hairless Siberian husky. The wife calls the husband a sniveling Mexican pig dog. Like I said, don't try this at home. If you haven't picked a special nickname for your spouse yet, or even if you have, you can never have enough. Today's the day to do it. You want to be sure that the nickname is a combination of flattery and fun. Sweetheart, darling, and the like are a bit dated and stale. Try to find something fresh and personal. This subject cracks me up. It's so funny to say a list of these names. Anyway, here's a few of my favorites that I've heard couples use. Peaches, Honey Buns, Pumpkin, Lammykins, Sweetums, Hunky Punky, Lover Boy, Presh Presh, Sunshine, Snuggle Buddy, and Teddy Bear. You can also use a personal attribute that you find endearing. For instance, one I use for Peter is Redhead. If your wife has dimples that you love, why not call her Dimples? Or if your husband has beautiful blue eyes that you adore, call him Blue Eyes. Here's a tip for wives. When you're choosing a name for your husband, remember that he likes to be affirmed about his masculinity. I know a woman who refers to her husband as, quote, a hunk of burning man, unquote. And guess what? He loves it. Macho nicknames like Stud Muffin, Mr. Universe, and Tarzan are sure to be appealing to your man.